This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor, and my guest is Dr. Robert Doffenbach, Senior Associate Dean for Economic Development and Impact at the University of Oklahoma Price College of Business. Bob, welcome.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Good to have you with us. You recently completed a comprehensive review of Oklahoma gross tax collections going back almost 30 years. What is the general trend over the years that you've studied?
Well, if you look back at 1990, as you mentioned, the study goes back to that time. At that time, we were collecting on the order of $4 billion a year in total gross state tax collections. Now we're looking at $11 billion, and one looking at those numbers would say, well, look how much more money we have. But in fact, government goods and services cost a whole lot more than they did in 1990. And in fact, the U.S. Bureau of the Census tells us that we have an increase of 233%. In other words, cost $2.3 to buy what $1 bought in 1990. So we had a lot of inflation. We've also had population growth. We're 25% ahead on population. And so expenditures are spread out under a larger population base. So you have to adjust for inflation. You have to adjust for population changes to do apples-to-apples comparisons.
So it's not as big a gain as you might think just by looking at the raw numbers. What about the per capita tax collections? How have those changed over time?
Well, once you do the adjustments for inflation and population change, that gives you a very good comparison base for looking at how much the burden, shall we say, of state tax collections are. And these started out on the order in 1990 of, we're looking here at about $2,700 per person. Now that level stayed very constant until the mid-2000s. So when we adjust for population change, we adjust for inflation, we see very varied results. We were at about $2,700 per person in real collections in the 90s, and we rose all the way to $3,100. But then we had the financial crisis in 2008, 2009. That took us down to the $2,500 level, and then oil prices collapsed again in 2014, taking us even further.
And just a small fluctuation probably can make a big difference.
Right. You talk about a $250 fluctuation, which we've seen in per capita real collections. Now, when you're talking to having a population that's near the 4 million mark in the state, well, 250 times 4 million is a $1 billion swing.
Yeah, that's a lot. Legislative leaders have told us that they don't really see any need to raise further taxes. There have been some tax increases in the last two or three years, but they believe the economy is going very well and we're in good shape. Do you see that?
I do see that. We've had some tax rate changes. We've had some new sources of revenue, such as motor vehicle sales taxes on used vehicles. We've had marijuana taxes coming into play. We've had other changes in gross production taxes. Our severance taxes on oil and gas have changed. So we're bringing in more revenue, and that has been significant along with a good economy. So the good news is that we're looking at very sizable improvements in revenue on a real per capita basis.
Of course, we all know that Oklahoma has a boom and bust economy. Are there signs of regression coming? Are you seeing any signs that tax collections might start to wane in any area?
I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing any sign of, in fact, we're on a pretty strong growth profile now in collections. I see it maybe topping out, but I don't see it going down. So I think we've got a fairly stable tax base right now, provided energy prices hang in there. And as a consequence, we've got more capacity to do something about our problems that we've continued to have throughout the years.
Dr. Robert Doffenbach, thank you.
Well, thank you.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOUNews. You can also find us online at kgou.org. at ecapital.net. Until next time, I'm Dick Pryor.